Well, let's get to Brad Davidson. A couple of good tips last week. I think he followed you into Dreamforce as well, so feeling pretty good about himself right now. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, mate. This is exciting because we've now got the international flavour to the Everest. US Navy flag, a big win in the July Cup, and now right in the market for that big event on October 13.
Yeah, it looks as if it will come out now, won't it? US Navy flag come out for the Everest, of course, after winning that July Cup. And as you said, it's all about this international flavour. We didn't have it in the first year of the Everest, but it looks as if we'll definitely have it this time. And who knows, we might even have a couple of international runners. Of course, Bound for Nowhere has always been in the picture for an Everest slot as well. So good to see US Navy flag win over there. Of course, Red Kit Warrior, a bit disappointing for the Aussies. But yeah, US Navy flag now likely to head out for the big race, and definitely going to add a bit of interest, that's for sure.
Big achievement for Zach Purton over the weekend.
Yeah, it was. You know, the Hong Kong Jockey Premiership, a lot's been made about the race, particularly over the last month or so there with Joe Moreira, but he was able to hold on yesterday to win his second premiership in Hong Kong. And, you know, I mean, but he's a champion bloke, Zach. I've spent a bit of time, you know, talking to him over the time in the media, and I remember even doing a story back when I was on the Gold Coast days and, you know, reflecting on his days. He used to sleep in the back of his car on the northern New South Wales around, basically, travelling from meeting to meeting there, and he's come a long way since so.
What was it? Melbourne Cup winner too, 2 years ago, wasn't he, Zach Purton?
Yeah, look, he's just, you know, he just keeps, he's one of the world's best, isn't he, really, now, and he's really cemented that. And I think everyone's enjoyed this premiership race, especially the last 3 or 4 weeks, because they've just been going, you know, it's just been them two, really, hasn't it? I remember that one meeting where They wrote 8 winners between them. It was quite remarkable.
Mello is coming back to have another run in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, he won at Longchamp over the weekend there. So heading back to the Melbourne Cup again. Of course, he finished 9th in last year's Melbourne Cup when starting one of the major fancies there, well back $7. I think he's even favourite there as well. So Huey Morrison keen to bring him back down under for the Melbourne Cup this year. So yeah, well, we'll see. I'm sure he'll have plenty of admirers come November.
And bad news for the pacer, Soho Tribeca. This is not good, Brad.
No, it's not. It looks like he's going to be out for probably a year on the sidelines. Unfortunately, he suffered that injury over the weekend, Soho Tribeca. Fracture to his offside cannon bone that requires surgery. So 6 months recovery at least, but hopefully be back in the next 12 months or so.
And they're on at Cessnock today. You got a winner for the listeners?
Yeah, look, there's two for me at Cessnock. I thought the best was race 3, number 1, White Boots, around that $1.95, $2 mark. Seems pretty short, but he does look the standout on what's a tricky card. And I thought the best value was race 2, number 7, Tangara Express. Been drawing wide barriers, having to get a long, long way back. I think he can sit midfield from the better draw, and hopefully he can finish fuller running at around that $8 mark. And boys, you'll have to I'll have to apologise this morning. I've got a bad flu, so that's why, they're coming across a bit croaky.
Big Sunday, hey, Brad?
No, it wasn't, actually. I did watch the World Cup last night.
Oh!
You weren't with Dave Stanley, were you?
I wasn't. I was watching it at the Star, actually, with a few French friends. So, good on the French. Well done.
I think Dave was at the Star.
Was he?
Yeah.
There you go.
You both just covering for each other.
There were thousands of people.
Cover up.
Mate, we're going to have to get to the bottom of this.
Inquiry. We need an inquiry.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Brad. We'll speak tomorrow.
Guys.
Brad Davison there. We'll get those tips out too on social media. But race 3, number 1, White Boots, pretty short there at Cessnock today. And the best value, race 2, number 7, Tangara Express, $8.